De La Cruz honors McAllen police officer Ismael Garcia. Texas border business. Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz, Texas 15, honored McAllen police officer Ismael Garcia and the life of Dr. James C. Lee of Seguin on the House floor. Officer Ismael Garcia was injured during the attack on the Border Patrol Annex facility in McAllen. Remarks as prepared are below or watch the full speech here. I rise today to honor the brave service of McAllen police officer Ismael Garcia during the horrific attack on the McAllen Border Patrol facility last week. When an active shooter opened fire, Officer Garcia did not hesitate to jump into action. He willingly put himself in harm's way to protect his brothers and sisters in blue and green. In the face of danger, he displayed valor, sacrifice, and selflessness. When I visited him in recovery, he expressed pride in taking the bullet to protect others. Officer Garcia served our nation for 4 years in the Marine Corps, earning the Combat Action Ribbon for his bravery. For nearly a decade since, he has continued to answer the call of duty as a McAllen Police Department officer. We wish him a speedy recovery. May God bless Officer Garcia, our law enforcement, first responders, and Border Patrol. Additionally, De La Cruz honored the life and legacy of Dr. James C. Lee of Seguin. Remarks as prepared are below or watch the full speech here. I rise today to recognize Dr. James C. Lee of Seguin for his lifetime of service and dedication to the well-being of his fellow Texans. Originally born in Houston, Dr. Lee made Seguin his home in the late 70s. For nearly 3 decades, he cared for patients of all ages and served as a founding member, treasurer, and finance chair of the Guadalupe Regional Medical Foundation. He served on the medical center's governing board as chairman and on the MHMR board, helping those with disabilities and mental health needs access support. Beloved by both patients and staff, Dr. Lee's presence will be dearly missed, but his work to help community members access their health care will live on. Outside of his work in the medical field, he was a devout Catholic, president of the Seguin Area Chamber of Commerce, a 50-year member of the Knights of Columbus, and 30-year member of the Rotary Club of Seguin. Dr. Lee's legacy is remembered by his wife, Janice, his 4 daughters, Crystal, Cynthia, Catherine, Carol, and 10 grandchildren. Thank you, and I yield back.